Welcome to you all. Before our worship today, one or two notices. A big thank you to everyone who shared in the online quiz on Friday evening. And a very special thank you to those who responded to the invitation to make a little gift to either one of the local congregations here or another congregation around Scotland. Thank you. Many things happening over the coming weeks, and full details are on the church website, www.aksm.org.uk. Following the recent Zoom communion, there will be a monthly Zoom service. So although lots of us enjoying the video worship Sunday by Sunday, the monthly Zoom worship will give an opportunity to see and to talk to one another. So we will be doing that monthly on the first Sunday of each month. So watch out for details about that. You will need to contact me for the login details. The Bible study has now got off to a good start as we take our Zoom through the book of Joshua. And on Tuesday next week, we'll be in chapter 2 as we continue that journey. So do check out the church website, keep an eye on the Facebook page for all that is happening while so much isn't happening. It's good that we can, in different ways, be together in spirit, if not in body, to worship our God and to be grateful for all that God has given to us. So let us worship God. We sing, we listen, we ponder upon the words of the great hymn, Jesus Shall Reign. Now let us pray. Jesus, Rabbi, teacher of life's lessons, to us who are but life's students, gather us to sit at your feet and learn from you today. You are the one who holds the words of eternal life, the one who feeds and heals, forgives and loves, even when we do and say unlovable things. We come to worship you with our songs, our words and prayers. May what we offer you be uplifting to you who observes our acts of worship, and be uplifting to us as we seek your grace and mercy and peace. When we are tempted to think we know more than we do, have mercy on us. When we are tempted to live in anxiety and fear, remind us not to be afraid. When our daily needs and wants cause us to worry, teach us what we might learn from the sparrows, that the world of nature of which we are a part has so much to teach us of your love for each part of creation. Open our eyes to the wonder of your world. With eyes closed in prayer, open our imaginations also to the mystery of the spiritual realm, that there, guided by your Spirit, we may learn to see as you see. And so we offer ourselves anew today, with open hearts and open minds, receptive to all you can reveal to us. We pray that our time in worship and learning will be a time of growth and inspiration, a time of blessing, and a time of finding. Our prayers we offer to our God of love. Amen. Reading from Matthew chapter 10, from verse 24. No pupil is greater than his teacher, no slave is greater than his master. So a pupil should be satisfied to become like his teacher, and the slave like his master. If the head of the family is called Beelzebul, the members of the family will be called even worse names. So do not be afraid of people. Whatever is now covered up will be uncovered, and every secret will be made known. What I am telling you in the dark, you must repeat in broad daylight, and what you have heard in private, you must announce from the housetops. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of God, who can destroy both body and soul in hell. For only a penny you can buy two sparrows, yet not one sparrow falls to the ground without your Father's consent. As for you, even the hairs on your head have all been counted, so do not be afraid. You are worth much more than many sparrows. For those who declare publicly that they belong to me, I will do the same before my Father in heaven. But if anyone rejects me publicly, I will reject him before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the world. No, I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. I came to set sons against their fathers, daughters against their mothers, daughters-in-law against their mothers-in-law. Your worst enemies will be members of your own family. Those who love their father or mother more than me are not fit to be my disciples. Those who love their son or daughter more than me are not fit to be my disciples. Those who do not take up their cross and follow in my steps are not fit to be my disciples. Those who try to gain their own life will lose it, but those who lose their life for my sake will gain it. Amen.
I hope that many of you have been able to enjoy another beautiful spell of weather. It's good to be able to be back outside to record this moment of worship and reflection. Not hearing too many of the birds singing at the moment, something that has been a much talked about feature of our video worship of recent times. More of the sparrows and other birds later. That passage that we heard from Matthew's Gospel is a difficult passage. It speaks of things that make us wonder what kind of God is, who brings not peace but war and division. There are difficult things that are hard for us to understand in our context, which is, of course, so very different from that of the Matthean community of 2,000 years ago. Matthew's Gospel, written perhaps around the year 85, so some considerable number of years after Jesus' death and resurrection, after the beginning of this new way. And it would be for Jesus' early followers a time of difficulty, a time of persecution. In Matthew's Gospel, we have not so much an eyewitness account, but a capturing of truth. For those who were seeking to understand and make sense of it all in the light of their own experience. An experience, on the one hand, of the joy sharing in life with the risen Christ, and also the sadness and difficulty of a time of persecution. And it seemed, perhaps, that God had brought upon them not peace, but division. How are we to understand these difficult thoughts? Well, maybe before we spend too much time trying to unravel the difficult bits, we can find quite enough challenge and comfort in the bits that we do understand. Within the difficult words, we're reminded not once, not twice, but three times, do not be afraid. It's sometimes said that those words feature in the Bible 365 times. That's not true. If you actually count them all, it's even more than one of those promises for each day of the year. Do not be afraid. Words that spoke to early disciples 2,000 years ago, and words that ring true for us today, as in our context, in our situation, in the midst of our fears and our worries and concerns about creation and all its people, we can hear that still small voice, do not be afraid. There's a wonderful picture of God's love for all creation for us in this passage. And that image of the sparrow and the reminder that not one of them falls without our Heavenly Father knowing. One writer suggested that we need to learn some ornithology, some lessons of God from the birds of the air. All of us are valued even more than the beautiful little sparrow. The world is a beautiful place, and each one of us has an important part within it. There will be difficult times. We're in difficult times at the moment, and we might wonder what God is up to. And through it all, we hear words of promise, words of comfort. Do not be afraid, for you are valued more than the sparrows of the air. In our moments of isolation and fear and confusion and wondering all that is going on, maybe we are experiencing more phone calls,
More contact, albeit in different ways, with family and friends and neighbours and loved ones. I know that I have appreciated the friendship and support of colleagues in ministry, where perhaps every couple of months we would come together for presbytery meetings. There have actually been more Zoom meetings and phone calls and conversations. And a week or so ago, in a Zoom meeting, we were able to install my friend and colleague Richard Baxter as moderator of Lochaber Presbytery. And I'm delighted that he has been able to share a wee message for you and with us here in Ardgour and Kingairloch, Strontian and Morvern. So over to our moderator.
Hello. It's good to share in your online worship today. My name is Richard Baxter. I'm the minister of Fort William Douglas MacIntosh in Kilmaineveig. I've just recently become the first virtually appointed moderator of Lochaber Presbytery, which is a strange feeling. And I thought it would be a good idea if I was able, as much as I could, to share in some of the worship of the different congregations around the area by whatever means are being used. So to all of you in Ardgour and Kingairloch and Strontian and Morvern, I want to bring you greetings from the Presbytery. And I want to let you know that in the strange times we're living in and the challenges we're facing and the rapid learning that's going on, all of us share that together. But you in particular remain in our thoughts and our prayers, and we want you to know that we all seek to work together to find the ways of being church in these strange and unusual times. I suppose one of the things that we have learned very quickly over the lockdown weeks has been that all of our congregations are doing things a little bit differently. We're learning from each other, we're talking to each other, we're sharing in ways that we don't usually manage to share, and that's a great thing. I hope that'll continue long after a lockdown is a thing of the past and into memory. What I'd like to do is just to encourage you to really think hard about the ways in which you can continue to be part of the life and growth of the church in our part of the world. And there are a number of things that you can do. The first and the most important is to pray. Pray for your congregation, pray for the people involved in ministry in your area, pray for the work of the wider church, pray for your friends and your neighbours. The second thing you can do is to share information. All of our usual ways of finding out what's going on in our communities are a bit disrupted at the minute. So if you know of someone who's having a hard time or someone who's not well or someone who's struggling, please don't be slow to pass that information on, because it might not reach the appropriate person to offer some pastoral support any other way. I know Donald will be glad to hear of anybody you know who would appreciate a call or a contact just now, and I'm finding that it's a real help to me that some of my members and elders are being very good at sharing that kind of information that I wouldn't hear anywhere else. The next thing to say is lockdown is an outreach opportunity. Does that sound odd? Most of us are finding people come to our online services and use the other resources we're providing. And some of them are people who would never normally be in contact with our churches. They certainly wouldn't be walking through our doors on a Sunday morning. And that's great. That's something we want to encourage, and it's something we're going to have to find a way to keep going after lockdown is over. But do think about this. There has never been an easier time for you to invite somebody to get involved in the life of your congregation. Do you know, it's so much easier to say, would you like the link to our online worship, than it is to say, would you like to come along to a service with me? It's so much easier to say, would you like to see the printed material our congregation sends out, than to say, do you want to come to a Bible study with me? So I think we've got a real opportunity to engage people in the life and work of the church in new ways. And let me encourage you to do your part in that, because you have that opportunity just as much as everybody else. Finally, let me encourage you to keep supporting the work of your own congregation. all of our churches are struggling with the fact that we have no regular income because we've got no hall lets, no regular weekly offerings and so on. And so thank you to all the people who have supported their churches in other ways through standing orders. And now we've got the opportunity of online giving through all our church websites and Facebook pages. So please do make use of those if they're appropriate. It's very important that we keep our congregations going, especially as a time of change comes up for the Church of Scotland, when we'll be looking very hard at what we can actually sustain and support. It's going to be a big deal to be able to show that we haven't gone away during these difficult times. We've kept going, we've kept working, we've kept supporting, we've kept helping. So thank you to you for doing that. Thank you for being part of the life and the work and the worship of the congregation. I've enjoyed my opportunities to look in on the worship of our Gar Kingerlach Strontain and Morven over the recent weeks. And one of the nice things about our current situation is that ministers get to go to church. Does that sound odd? But we do. And it is one of the things that's special and that we're particularly enjoying. I know that I'm particularly enjoying sharing with colleagues and sometimes going to a service that I don't have to run or lead or organise. That's a real encouragement. Anyway, let me encourage you to stay positive, to keep upbeat, to keep the work of your congregation in the forefront of your head and in the forefront of the life of your community. Thank you for all that you're doing, and please do keep working and praying and supporting in whatever way is appropriate for you. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
Lord, as we want for very little materially in our Western world, so many are in great need worldwide. Though none of us fall without your knowledge, not even the little sparrow, many of our brothers and sisters fall unnoticed by humanity. Through all too many ordinary, everyday needs, we take our daily needs for granted, yet lack of food or lack of water brings too many to their untimely end. We take our homes for granted, yet lack of home or lack of security brings death to too many. O Lord, how long must it be that good people, children, parents, grandparents, must tolerate and endure such an unfair world? How long will it be that billions go without the basics, while billionaires increase their wealth year on year? Hear our cries, O Lord, for justice. Hear our cries, O Lord, for fairness. Hear our cries, O Lord, for the forgotten people of our modern world, your children, members of the human family. And among us too, God, there is pain and plight. We think of our community where food banks are in use, where our homes are threatened by financial constraint. We think of the strain upon our health services, or those who feel isolated and alone. We think of those who have lost loved ones to death and feel lost in their grief now themselves. For your church, for your world, and all its people, we pray. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, we are taught that all are worthy in your sight. May it be that all will be worthy in the sight of the powerful and in our sight too. all our prayers we offer to you, our God, in Jesus' name. Amen. And continuing in a spirit of prayer, we bring our offerings as we think of all the gifts of money and time and talent that we are able to share for the good of all creation. And we bring all our thoughts and our prayers and our offerings together as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen.
Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. He whose word cannot be broken formed thee for his own abode. On the rock of ages founded, what can shake thy sure repose? With salvation's walls surrounded, thou mayst smile at all thy foes. See the streams of living waters springing from eternal love. Well, supply thy sons and daughters, and all fear of want remove. Who can faint while such a river ever flows their thirst to assuage? Grace which like the Lord, the giver, never fails from age to round each habitation hovering, see the cloud and fire appear for a glory and a covering, showing that the Lord is near. Thus deriving from their banner light by night and shade by day, safe they feed upon the manna which he gives them when they pray. Savior, if of Zion city I through grace a member am, let the world
stay safe, take care, and know God's blessing with you from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit today, throughout this coming week, and always. Amen.